Good afternoon. High pressure is producing a good deal of sunshine today across interior New York and New England. And as that high slides off the East Coast, we'll continue with a light southerly breeze. This will bring humidity levels up a bit this afternoon as temperatures continue to climb, reaching highs mainly in the middle 80s. As we get into the night tonight, that southerly wind flow will only add to the mugginess, and skies will be partly cloudy. Still, it'll be dry across the area, with overnight lows back into the middle and upper 60s. Heat and humidity will significantly increase tomorrow, with high pressure aloft combining with the high off the eastern seaboard to produce a stronger south-southwesterly wind flow. Dew points will climb through the 60s and towards 70, and high temperatures with a mix of hazy sun and clouds will reach into the lower 90s. The combination of the heat and humidity will make it feel like it's in the middle 90s across interior New York and New England throughout the afternoon. There is the risk in this environment for a couple of pop-up showers or thunderstorms. A front headed our way from the west will arrive on Thursday with an increased chance of showers and thunderstorms. Still, with temperatures starting in the lower 70s, we should reach into the upper 80s to around 90 again. And with some energy left over on Friday, still the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms with highs in the 80s. It looks like we'll clear it out in time for the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across Kansas and Missouri to far western Illinois. A weak mid-level disturbance crossing Kansas may contribute to increasing deep convection by late afternoon across eastern Kansas and far western Missouri as daytime heating continues underneath strengthening low-level winds. Initial supercells capable of hail will be possible, and a brief tornado could occur. Storms may ultimately merge into clusters or a mesoscale convective system this evening and overnight with an increasing damaging wind risk. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Big Piney and Yellowstone Lake, both in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with a slight chance of a shower and highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 96, set in 1935, and the record low, 44, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:28 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of hazy sun and clouds with a bit more humidity today and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight, lows in the middle 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with a bit more humidity in the air today and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Johnstown and Gloversville, a mix of sun and clouds with a bit more humidity in the air today with highs in the mid 80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and a bit more humidity today with highs reaching the mid-80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with a bit more humidity in the air, warmer with highs in the middle 80s. Partly cloudy and remaining muggy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid with an isolated thunderstorm possible in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s. Right around 90 on Thursday with a little hazy sun, otherwise mostly cloudy with more numerous showers and thunderstorms. Showers and thunderstorms also possible for the day on Friday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds back into the middle and upper 80s. On Saturday, a bit lower humidity, temperatures in the lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds, and right now it looks dry on Sunday and Monday as well. Both days will feature a mixture of sunshine and clouds with highs in the lower to middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.